And it was in the house?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen houses where the kitchen was out from the house?
Yeah, where you have to walk. That's the way it was. The mom's standing.
Oh.
You have to walk from one house to the other.
Uh-huh. Well, now, was this this kitchen that was separate from the house, was it used all year?
Yeah. They did all the cooking, and we had homemade benches to take. Mm-hmm.
Did your father make those?
Yes, he did. I know they were homemade, and we all sat on them.
Well, now, let's see, some people had refrigerators. Sometimes if you had some biscuits or something like that that you wanted to keep, did you put them in a little sort of cabinet for them?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call them?
Well, our milk was called a dairy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we kept the milk. And that other was, I don't know, a cup or something. I don't know.
Well, did you
but
have...
We had a little homemade safe, I reckon they called it, mm-hmm. where they put the dishes and the leftover food. And it was homemade, too.
Did it have solid doors on it?
No, it had wiring. The door was folded like that, but it was wire on each side.
Uh-huh. Well, now tell me about the dairy. What was that?
Well, that was a little box concern built out in the yard under the shade where it would be cool to keep the milk in out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it had folding doors. Of course, it was like other things. It was not.
Was it like a... How big was it? I don't know anything about this.
Well, it was set up on four legs. I'd say up about that high. And then that box concern was up there with folding doors and shelves in it.
So it was just like a good-sized cabinet?
Yeah, it was.
Was it in a building?
No, it was out under the trees.
Well, now what about meat? Where did you keep meat?
Oh, we had a smokehouse for that.
When was it that people started getting refrigerators?
Well, I don't remember the year we got ours, but we got about the first refrigerator that was in this community here. Lord, that's been so long ago.
Well, was it a problem before you had a refrigerator?
Yes, it was. When we wanted ice, we had to go to town to get ice, and drive to a little place over here in Houston to get ice. And then later on, after we got the first refrigerator, we had the ice man, you know, brought ice all the time to put it. Then we had to pick it up and pick. But now, if you have a man that makes ice, and you don't have to defrost it anymore.
What do you call old, useless, worthless, broken up furniture and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. what do you call a room where things like that are kept?
Well, the junk room or the plunder.
Did you all have one of those?
No, we put our plunder out. We had a smokehouse and we had a syrup house. And usually our plunder was kept in the syrup house.
Well, I don't know anything about syrup house.
Well, it was just a house built like the smoked meat house or anything else. My daddy always made a lot of syrup and he made sugar. Homemade sugar, brown sugar. And one was a sugar house. Square built up there. And of course inside it had shelves to set different things on.
And well, what did you keep in the syrup house?
I kept syrup and then as I said, other plunder, sometimes potatoes and different things. But my daddy usually banked his potatoes.
What is that?
You never seen a potato bank?
Uh-uh. What's a potato bank?
Well, he'd get out in the ground and take the shovel and dig out a good round, long, good big place, put straw down there and pour the potatoes down there on that straw.